Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 25th of November, according to sources familiar with the matter. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Happy Security Wednesday.
Yes, we are mixing it up this week. Housekeeping note, there will not be a show tomorrow or Friday because we are celebrating Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States. We're going to do a little tiny bit of security news today, but then we're going to talk about some other stuff. So, Andrew, go ahead and get us started with today's Security Wednesday tidbits.
Yeah, so we only have a couple security news for this week.
Yes.
The first one, so remember last week there was this Facebook scam going on, and some security researchers found this insecure database for this operation, and they were able to get it to shut down. And I think it had also been a victim of that Meow attack.
Yes.
So this one is kind of a similar situation, although I don't think they mentioned Meow. So in this one, people over at VPN Mentor, they found a possible credential stuffing operations whose origins are unknown, but it affected some users who have Spotify accounts. So they think that maybe credential stuffing just means trying a whole bunch of different usernames and passwords for a website like Spotify to try and break into that account.
Yeah.
So they found a database, again, like last time, unsecured. It contained over 380 million records.
Wow.
With user data like the above login credentials. And so if you do use Spotify, definitely change your password.
It's time to change your password.
Just in case.
Yeah. And also, the other piece of that is that Spotify is one of those places that will allow you to use other services to log in. So you didn't necessarily have to set up with like an email address and a password. You may just be using the like login with Facebook button or something. So if that's the case, then you need to go back to whatever that original thing is. So like if you're using login with Facebook, you should go change your Facebook password. So that's a thing to consider when we get those kinds of things.
And it should also be noted that VPN Mentor published this yesterday. But they did give a timeline. So this was first discovered back in July. Oh,
wow.
They contacted Spotify. They quickly responded on the next day. And Spotify took action sometime between July 10th and July 21st.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's good news. So it's already been fixed. It's already resolved. So nobody's continuing to get access to that data. So that's good news.
Right.
Thanks, Spotify. So we have another bit of news, and this is going to tie in nicely to the rest of today's show, which will include practical tips for people who like that on Security Friday. This one is sort of both a news tidbit and a practical tip, I think, when you get down to it. So this involves buying network gear from Walmart.
Yes. Yeah, so this comes from Cyber News. They found this router is called a Jetstream router, and it's exclusive to Walmart, they say, but they found other ones sold on Amazon and eBay. They found hidden back doors, which would let a hacker break into your router and take control of not only the router, but any device connected to that router. Mm-hmm. So any device that uses your Wi-Fi, that could be affected.
Yeah.
And I think it should be noted that they say these are Chinese created routers. I'm not seeing which company exactly it was, but they do think that this backdoor was put into there on purpose.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised a bit. So, yeah, it's not like, somebody sneaky, like, is doing something. No, it was probably expected to happen by the company that was doing it. Like, did you make sure there's a backdoor in that so everybody can get in if we need to? Yes. Okay. Now you can ship it. It is possible that's not the case, but it is also very possible that is the case. So this is a thing to worry about. And particularly for people who listen to the show, if you are a person who gets recommend, you know, your family comes to you for recommendations on what kind of software to buy, what kind of hardware to buy. This is a case where you maybe want to steer them away from the store brand gear, because whatever these are, the thing about the back door, especially in a case like this, is we aren't entirely certain what it is or does or what happens to it on the other side. So especially with something like this where it's going into a black hole, you have to be concerned about that. So try and steer folks toward better known and better tested networking equipment, like things from Netgear or things from Cisco, things like that. So if people are asking you, you know, or, you know, or you happen to notice because you're, you know, FaceTiming or Skyping with your family this weekend and you notice that, you know, they could maybe use an upgrade on some networking equipment, try and help them steer towards something that's not going to have this kind of vulnerability in it.
Yeah. And there is some good news at the end of the day, though. So they did contact Walmart, and a Walmart spokesperson told them, yeah, thanks for bringing this to our attention. We're looking into the issue. But they say the item in question is currently out of stock, and we do not have plans to replenish it.
Oh, okay. So good.
Yes.
So if they find one on a shelf on clearance, because that's always how this sort of stuff starts, maybe try and steer people away from it. So so today, because it is the day before Thanksgiving, what we are going to talk about is Black Friday. So some of our practical tips here are going to be pointing you toward some of the deals that we've found and some of the ways that you can check that out. So first, Andrew, we have a beloved recipe app.
Yes. This app is called Paprika. It's an app that I use and I really love it. Like, seriously, if you are into cooking at all, you need either this app or an app like it. Mm-hmm. It can do so many different things. Like, you can store recipes in it. And it's cool because, like, I've seen a common complaint with some recipe apps or recipe websites is that there's this whole personal story from the blogger before, you know, you get down to the actual recipe. So once you have this app installed, you can go into the share sheet, share the website to Paprika, and it will automatically extract just the recipe. It will format it into here are the ingredients, here are the directions. You can do other things like assign it to a category or rate it, and then you can save it. So like, just that feature by itself is really cool, but it can do a whole bunch of other stuff.
It is the reason I'm happy to have the Mac version. There's a Mac version and an iOS version. They are separate purchases. They're one-time purchases. They're not subscription. And the bookmarklet that lets you do that is the reason I love the Mac version as much as I do. They sync everywhere, by the way. It's fine. But also because I will occasionally fall down a rabbit hole looking for something in particular, and I will compare a variety. You know, here are the 8 different ways to make Instant Pot cheesecake or whatever. And, you know, here's all these different recipes. And sometimes in looking at them, I'll sort of average them out and figure out, like, well, if I do this, and, like, most of them say to cook for this long at this temperature and, you know, do these kind of things. Then I can, you know, put the one in. And the other great thing about Paprika is that it has notes. So I use it too. And in the notes, you can go in the notes and go, I made this and it was terrible, or it needed 5 more minutes in the oven, or whatever, you know, kind of at the bottom, and have that information to help adjust. And it also has meal planning, which is the other thing that's super great. So if you spend a few minutes, you know, you can feed it like all the stuff that you kind of have on hand, and then you can tell it, like, here are the meals I want to make this week, and it'll go, cool, here's your grocery list. It's awesome. And yeah, falling down a recipe rabbit hole makes it very nice to just have that bookmarklet for, here, I don't need 3 paragraphs about the trials and tribulations of making this recipe a reality or what it was that made you decide to do it. I just need the recipe. Thanks. Sometimes those are fun, but sometimes I just want the recipe and I want to leave. So I really like it. I've used it forever. One of the other things I really like about it is it does all the timers, and the screen doesn't fall asleep. It has an option where you can tell it to leave the screen awake the whole time, so that like if you are in the middle of mixing things together or you're kneading dough or something and your phone goes to sleep or your iPad goes to sleep, it can be hard to wake it up again. And in this case, you don't have to. So it will just sit there and wait for you. And I really like that about it as well.
Yeah. So on iOS, it is normally $4.99, mm-hmm. and the sale is right now it's $2.99. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure how much the Mac app is.
I probably should have looked that up before we started talking about it. But the Mac app, I want to say is, you know what, I'm not going to say because I honestly don't remember. Right now it's $14.99 on the Mac App Store. I think it's $20 the rest of the time, and it's $14.99 on the Mac App Store. And I bought it for the Mac because I really like the acreage and being able to lay everything out and tag a bunch of things at once or sort through a bunch of recipes at the same time and have the room to kind of see everything on the screen at once. So I like the Mac version for like sorting out, and I don't really need that one. And, you know, I accidentally saved this twice or whatever. And then I use primarily the iPad version for actually I'm standing in the kitchen and trying to make a thing. So,
yeah.
It's very good. Hi, Paprika. We love you. what else do we have on sale?
Yeah, so here's some more apps. This company called Serif, they make some pretty popular alternatives to Photoshop. Probably the most important distinction is that Adobe is like moving to Creative Cloud subscriptions. Mm-hmm. You have to have a minimum of, I think it's $10 a month. In order to use their apps, at least some of them. Mm-hmm. But with Serif's apps, Affinity Photo, Affinity Designer, Affinity Publisher, they are all just a one-time purchase.
Nice.
And they are all 30% off. So on, let's see, the Mac apps are available right now for $34.99, and the iPad apps are available for
$13.99. Okay.
Although, as I noted in my Cool Stuff Found, Affinity Publisher right now is only on the Mac.
Okay. Good to know. Now, we have a couple of other things that we want to talk about. So, obviously, this year, people aren't necessarily waiting in line to go get a giant television. For obvious reasons. So, but that doesn't mean that Best Buy is not having a sale. So Best Buy's Black Friday deals are all up as you listen to this. I think they went up on Tuesday of this week, yesterday as we're recording. I think they went up on Tuesday, and you can browse through all of those. They do have an Apple section. So if you don't have TV fever, and if really what you want is a new machine, you can go find out stuff from Best Buy. And if you want to look at other sorts of deals, a really good place to get news specifically about Black Friday deals is from the Wirecutter. And we'll have a link to that in the show notes, because Wirecutter usually does a pretty good job of sorting out which deals are actual deals and which deals are maybe not the best, like not the biggest deals. So they sort them out too. So there's like TV deals, and like, so you can find them on specific things, like if you want a mattress, or if you want you know, something else in particular, or if you just want to see like, here's the stuff that's like actually on sale at Target or Walmart or Best Buy. They have those too. And so they're very handy. And one of the things I like about Wirecutter deals is that they will also tell you how good a deal it is. So they'll tell you if $20 off is a really common deal, so like you don't have to rush and Black Friday that one, or if it's never been a better price than it is right now, you know, or like we've only ever seen it drop this low once before or twice before. So having a little bit of context about how good a deal that deal actually is always makes me feel a little better. So, you can find those over at thewirecutter.com. And like I said, we will have a link directly to the Black Friday page in the show notes. There used to be apps and things that you could use because you sort of had to coordinate like who was going to go where at what time. And a lot of that's kind of vanished this year, which quite honestly, I'm glad about, because it's really nice not to have to, you know, get up that early and go all those places and rush around. So I appreciate very much how there's a lot of onlining happening, especially because you can do some of that today and then you can spend your Friday like I'm probably going to and sleep in and not do any of that. And, you know, maybe play a little Nintendo or something later. Difficult to say. So anyway, it can make for a much lower key holiday weekend, which is very nice to have. So if you have others, and I think if we find more deals, we will be posting them on the site. As we come up with those, I think we have a few more.
There's a lot.
There's some more things coming. So we will definitely have a Black Friday. I will have a link in the show notes to the Black Friday stuff that we end up posting. Sometimes you can get some deals from Amazon. I think they've done some of theirs early this year too. But the other thing that I would recommend is in your area, wherever it is that you might be, see if there's anybody that's put together sort of a local showcase or a small business, a site where you can shop like a bunch of small businesses at the same time and buy some local things. And I think there's probably a lot of that should happen this year, and maybe a little less Amazon and Best Buy and a little bit more. There's a place here in town that makes these awesome snacks that I want to share with everybody, or, you know, something like that instead. Because at this point, honestly, it looks like Christmas is going to be a little non-traditional, much like Thanksgiving's going to be a little non-traditional. And if that's the case and you have to send things to people, then, you know, this might be a nicer way to do it. And so, you know, that means maybe Christmas gifts are a little non-traditional this year. So go send people a bunch of local things from where you are. And Andrea, I look forward to finding out what sort of treats Michigan has for me. And
We have a lot.
Wait till you see what Portland has in store for you, my friend. That's going to do it for us today. If you have local showcase sorts of things you want to share with us, or if you just need to know where to mail our presents, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or leave comments in the show notes. So I hope we didn't throw too many people off with Security Friday being today, but it is still just Wednesday. And I want to sincerely wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, including Andrew. Thank you so much for coming by, Andrew, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. As I said, no show tomorrow or Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I will talk to all of you again Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.